Good morning. Are you awake yet? I can wait. I've got the rest of the hour. Welcome to the show. I'm Gary Zimek, coming to you live from Birmingham, Alabama, where I'm attending the 2016 EWTN Catholic Radio Conference. Frank Lyson and I are here having a great time. You know, I was thinking yesterday about where we go with the show today. I think the Holy Spirit, and then finally it came down to, I asked the Holy Spirit, hey, listen, you got me into this. Give me some ideas. So I know where I'm going to go. At least I think I know where I'm going to go for the rest of the show. But I am pleased that you're with me here on the program today. Happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there. I'll tell you what, from the bottom of my heart, I am really grateful for your service, for all that you have done and or possibly still doing to keep this country free. So thank you so much to our vets. We're going to keep you in our prayers. Got lots of good things planned for you on the program today. I got some thoughts about the show itself. We've been on the air for, I guess this is our, we're closing out our fifth week this week. I have some thoughts that I want to share. First of all, this is an incredible blessing. It's an incredible blessing that you invite us into your home or your car, wherever you are, into your life, I should say, each morning to let us help you start the day. It's a great blessing. I don't take it for granted, and I'm really grateful not only to you but to the station, to Holy Spirit Radio, for having me here, for putting up with me, and for letting us do this local morning show. So we're going to play some uplifting music, have some thoughts to share about the show, about life in general. We've got our Be Not Afraid Bible verse coming up. But why don't we kick it off? And I'm going to do something a little bit differently right now. I like to shake it up sometimes. You know, we pray this prayer to the Holy Spirit, St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. I love the prayer. It's a prayer that is very important to those at the Holy Spirit radio station. It's a very important prayer to me personally because I love the Holy Spirit and I really depend on him. But here's the danger. I want to make sure that we don't just start going through the motions. I don't want us to do that. That's the wrong way to pray. It's the wrong way to live your life. It's the wrong way to have a relationship with the Lord. So we're going to pray the prayer, but here's what I'm going to do. Remember, the Holy Spirit's God. He can handle me talking to him and to you at the same time. So we're going to pray this prayer, St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to address part of it to the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to explain to you what we're doing. So just so that we don't go through the motions, this is a powerful prayer. Let me tell you, you get the Holy Spirit working in your life and amazing things will happen. So with that in mind, let's begin St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. Let's pray it together. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. You know as well as I do, we get a lot of thoughts in our minds that are not holy. They're not always sinful. Sometimes they're just goofy, but a lot of times we get some bad thoughts in our mind. What we just did there, we asked the Holy Spirit that all our thoughts may be holy. How cool is that? Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. We're going to do things today. We could be home. We could be changing diapers. We could be balancing the books at work. We could be emptying garbage cans. No matter what we're doing, we ask the Holy Spirit that all our work would bring glory to God. And that's really what holiness is, that everything we do, no matter what it is, everything, not just our official job, everything we do, all of our work today may be holy, may give glory to God. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Imagine that if you really start to just love the things that are holy, that are of God. And of course, that doesn't mean you can't watch TV. It doesn't mean you can't do normal things. But yet you're asking for that desire to really love going to church, reading your Bible, doing the right thing in the world. That's a great blessing. So we're asking the Holy Spirit to help us with that. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. We know that it's a challenging world out there, right? No doubt about that. You get a lot of pushback when you start to talk about the Lord, when you start to do the right thing, when you try to avoid the gossip. You get resistance. You need strength for that. You got it. The Holy Spirit can help you with that. So we're asking the Holy Spirit, hey, strengthen me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm weak. And then guard me, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. And that's a great thing to do. That's a great thing to remember. You try to be holy by yourself, and guess what? You're going to go down very quickly. None of us can be holy by ourselves. We have to ask for help. So let's conclude in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So see, that's a really powerful prayer. We just ask the Holy Spirit to come into us and do some really great things in our life. And I like to explain these prayers sometimes because I don't want to get stuck going through the motions. Well, I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. It's great to be here with you today. It really is. Thanks for tuning us in. Please let your friends know about the program. Let somebody in your parish know. Let maybe a coworker know, a good friend of yours. Hey, there's this show on the radio. They're here to uplift us in the morning. They play some music. And guess what? You know, we do things a little bit differently here. Talking to some of the other EWTN radio affiliates from around the world, what we're doing is very different. Playing some of this uplifting music. And people are very interested. I got a lot of good feedback about this show and what we're doing because we're positive. We're not here to bring you down. We're here to give it to you straight, no doubt about it. We're going to give you the truth here, but we want to lift you up and we want to help you to remember that you can make a difference. But I have to share an interesting story. Well, not that interesting, but it's typical Gary story. We had our lunch yesterday, and man, we have been eating really good at this conference. But they had, I know this is going to sound silly, but for lunch they had hot dogs. But these were really good, and I got excited to see, wow, hot dogs. I love hot dogs. And they weren't just regular hot dogs. They were quarter-pound hot dogs yesterday. And they had baked beans and corn on the cob. Really, really good stuff. But at the end of the buffet line, they had these brownies there. And they were very interesting. I don't remember ever seeing brownies like this before. They had all kinds of different toppings on them. But I chose one. Now, my wife, Eileen, we talked about this. I sent her the picture. And she said, she kind of knew that I would do something like this. But then she said, well, why did you choose that one? So if you go to spiritinthemorning.com, I'm going to post the picture on there. You can see the brownie I chose. And by the way, when you look at it, and you look at what's on top of the brownie, and you say, is that really what I think it is? The answer is yes. And by the way, just for the record, it was really good. So we're having a really fun time here at the conference. We had a great dinner last night. And I had the pleasure of, at the dinner, you know, sometimes you're, I don't go to a lot of formal dinners. So sometimes I do the wrong thing. I drink the wrong person's water. I use the wrong person's fork. You know, I've made enemies. I ate somebody's bread next to me one time because I'm not sure if my plate is on the left or the right. You know how that goes? You probably don't deal with that, but that's my story. But I got to sit next to Brother Leo. Now, if you're familiar with EWTN TV, you know Brother Leo. He's been around for years. He did his own kids show. You see him on The Mass helping a lot. I'm going to tell you, he is the sweetest guy in the world. Never really got to spend a lot of time with him before. He's very simple. And that's not to say he's not intelligent. Actually, he's highly intelligent. He's a real creative guy. He told me he's working on right now these shoes. And I'm not a science guy, so I was kind of amazed with this. Shoes that allow you to walk on water. I mean, I don't know how you test this, but Brother Leo is working on that. But the neat thing about him is he doesn't know me from Adam, you know, and he treats everybody the same way. Very nicely. He was talking to me like we were old friends. We just were having a great conversation. He was telling me he doesn't like salad, and I'm not a huge salad fan either, but Brother Leo just eats what he calls the good stuff off the salad. He likes if there's cheese on it or some croutons. So we're talking about that. But the thing that really radiated from this guy is there's this sense of joy. He's joyful. He's peaceful. He was just having a good time. He's very content. And obviously, you know what? That comes from just a relationship with the Lord and just being peaceful and accepting your circumstances, whatever they may be. And I think if we would all learn to do that, and, you know, that's a process. I'm working on it. Hopefully we can work on it together. If we learn to do that, we're going to be a lot more peaceful in life, and people will pick that up. You know, a guy like Brother Leo, sitting next to him, I wanted to sit next to him. He was nice to sit next to. He inspired me. We were laughing about things. He was telling me some inside stuff about the Friars. Nothing deep, just what time they get up and how he gets tired at night and how he likes to get up early in the morning, that he's from Louisiana. But it was just a fun night. So these are the little stories that are really touching me at this radio conference. And I met a guy, a gentleman from, his name was Jose. And I would ask you to please keep Jose in your prayers. Really sweet, nice person. Young guy, originally from Mexico, living in Arizona right now. He heard the call. You know, Mother Angelica has mentioned it many times throughout the years. Jose heard the call that we need new people to start up Catholic radio stations. So he had no radio background. He said he doesn't speak English very well, but he was inspired to start a 24-hour station from his home on the internet. And he's doing that. And he's been doing it for a few years now. And recently he moved the station into the parish rectory. And he's touching souls through this. He told me, he said, it's not an easy life. I quit my job. I'm getting by on donations. Just an incredible story. And I realized that not all of us are called to start a radio station. Not all of us are called to go on the air and have a radio program. But you know what? If we listen to the Lord, we've all got gifts. Please don't tell me you don't have gifts. You have gifts. The Lord gave you talents. As I like to say, God don't create junk. And he doesn't. You've got gifts. You've got talents. You may need to pray and figure out what they are. But he's got a plan for you. He's got something he wants you to do. Make a difference. And we'll talk about this through the hour. That's what I'm getting today. Mother Angelica, obviously, she answered the Lord's call. She started this network. She has no broadcasting experience. Look at what happened with EWTN. God's got a plan for you. He's got something he wants you to do. When we come back from the break, we'll read the gospel, we'll chat a little bit more. But this really lifts me up when I hear stories like this. And I want to inspire you, too, to get your day started and get out there and do something. Even if you can't leave your house, you can do something today. And we'll talk more about that through the hour. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio. Thanks for joining us. Coming up, the gospel. We've got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I'm going to give you some highlights of what's coming up next week on the program. And I'm going to have some comments to close out our fifth week on the air. Some things that we're seeing happening. Some directions we'd like to go with the show. So we got lots to talk about. Grab your coffee. Make yourself comfortable. Settle in. The time right now, 7:14. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 11th. Today we celebrate Saint Martin of Tours. He may have disappointed his father by becoming a conscientious objector, but today's saint went on to become one of the most popular saints in the church. Martin was born in what is now Hungary in the 4th century, but raised in Italy. His father, a pagan military officer, expected his son to follow him into the Roman army. But the younger man was more interested in taking up the life of a Christian monk. Baptized at 18, 5 years later, Martin refused a war bonus, telling his commander, "I am a soldier of Christ." Martin became a monk, living first in Italy and then in France, where he established what might have been the first French monastery. He lived there for 10 years, preaching throughout the countryside and attracting disciples. By popular demand, he was made Bishop of Tours. He continued to live as a monk as he moved about his diocese, often on foot. One of the first saints not to have been martyred, Martin died in 397 after serving as Bishop of Tours for 25 years. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Two, three, four. My world is closing in on the inside, but I'm not showing it. When all I am is crying out, I hold it in and fake a smile till I'm broken. I'm broken. Only one can understand, and only one can hold the hand of the broken, of the broken. When no one else knows how I feel, your love for me is proof and real. When no one else cares where I've been, you run to me with a stretched hands and explanation of why me. I just need confirmation. Well, only you could understand the emptiness inside my head. I am falling, I'm falling, I'm falling down upon my knees to find the one who gives me peace. I am flying, Lord, I am flying. When no one else knows how I feel, your love for me is proven real. When no one else cares where I've been, you run to me with outstretched hands, and you hold me in your arms.
You ever been in that position where nobody else understands what you're going through? Isn't that a great song? And I know you might be in that position right now, but God always understands. I've been there. You think, man, nobody knows what I'm going through. I'm struggling right now. I'm suffering. Turn to Him today. You know, it's really not that difficult, and He loves you. That's so cool. That was Building 429. I really like that song, and it's just, man, I was just grooving to that when I was listening. Realizing that so many of us, there are those times where we feel nobody gets us. Nobody knows what I'm going through. But you have a friend in Jesus. You know, that's not a cliche. It's really legitimate. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks so much for tuning into our show on Holy Spirit Radio. I mentioned that Frank Eliason, our director of operations, and myself, we're in Birmingham, Alabama for the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference. It's just been a phenomenal few days. We'll be heading home. I'll be heading home tomorrow, and we'll be back in the studio next week for a full lineup, some great guests. I'll tell you about that later in the show. But this has just been such an inspirational time. I'm just hearing stories from people who heard the Lord's call. You know, really, He's calling all of us to do something, not necessarily to start a radio station, not necessarily to go on the air, but to make a difference in the world. How's He calling you? What's He asking you to do today? And how do you know that? You know, that's always a big topic. How do I know what God wants me to do? I wrote a book about it because this is something that I struggled with when I felt God was calling me to move from software development into full-time ministry. You talk about a crazy career path, but that's what I felt he was calling me to do. Looking back now, over the 5 years I've been doing it, thanks be to God, that's definitely what he was calling me to do. And I'm really grateful that my wife Eileen probably saw it better than I did. And Eileen said, you know, Gary, you got to go for this. But what's he calling you to do today? And how do you know? Well, I say the best way is just look around you. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. And I'm serious. Just ask him to guide you and look around. He's going to place certain people in your life today. And you know what? You may never see these people again. And that's as I travel a lot when I speak around the country. And I'm always in airports seeing people that I realize I'm never going to see these people again. Is there any way that I can impact their life? Is there any little thing that I can do to bring the Lord's love to them? Sometimes I could smile. Sometimes I can just get it to strike up a nice conversation. Sometimes I could pray for them. You're going to be surrounded with people today. Keep that in mind and ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you. And honestly, this really leads into the gospel, which I'm about to read. You may never get the chance to see the people you see today again. We meet a lot of strangers. We meet a lot of strangers in the street, wherever we are, in the store. There's chance meetings. And then there are these people that we do meet. But again, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Take advantage of today to bring God's love to somebody. You know that song we just played, No One Else Knows? Somebody might be really struggling. Somebody you might think has it all together, they might not. Do something to help that person. Say a prayer, do something, or whatever. Now, let me do the gospel today. And I've been thinking a lot about the gospels that we've been reading on this show. And honestly, I'll tell you right now, the folks at Holy Spirit Radio have been really good to me about this show. This is my show. I've got total creative control over this show. So, and I want you to know this. If you don't like something about it, I want to know. And if there's something I could do better to help you to be lifted up, to draw you closer to the Lord, I want you to email me, gary@holyspiritradio.org. Honestly, the buck stops with me. Now, I can't promise you I'm going to take all your suggestions and implement them, but I want to know. I want to know about this. I pick the music. I choose the topics. I select the guests. It's me. So if you don't like it, I'm the guy to contact, gary@holyspiritradio.org. And this gospel thing, I've been debating. Do I read the gospel every day? Do I not read it? And I decided it's really important. I feel that's where the Holy Spirit's leading me. You know why? Because you can hear me talk, and that's great. I might lift you up. I might have some positive things to say. I might put a smile on your face. I might get you annoyed, whatever. But it's important for you to hear the Lord speak to you. That's what happens when you read sacred scripture. And so many of us, Catholics in particular, we are, in general, not comfortable reading the Bible. That's not good. That really has to change. So this is one small way of letting the Lord speak to us. And the beautiful thing about going through the Gospels as selected by the church for daily Mass is I don't get to pick and choose. As in any relationship, if you have a good relationship with somebody, you're not going to say, listen, here's what I want you to tell me. Don't say anything to me I don't want to hear today. Here's what I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me you love me. I want to tell me I'm great. I want you to tell me things that make me feel good. Guess what? That's not going to make for a really good relationship. Sometimes my wife Eileen has to tell me, Gary, why did you do that? That was really dumb. You're being mean. You're being self-centered. And I don't like hearing it. But you know what? I know she loves me. And I want to hear it. And this is the same thing with this gospel. So this is why I read the gospel, because I want you to hear the Lord speak to you. Now, obviously, I'm setting you up for a reason. Tough gospel today. But you know what's happening? We're in the 32nd week in ordinary time. The church year ends, technically, this Sunday's the 33rd week. That is almost the end of the church year. The following week is the Solemnity of Christ the King. The church year's finished. We begin the new church year with Advent. The church, inspired by the Holy Spirit, wants to remind us that this life's coming to an end. We need to take advantage of today. Here's the gospel. Luke 17, 26 through 37. Jesus said to his disciples, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving up in marriage up to that day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planning, building on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day of the Son of Man. the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left. They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." Ouch, Jesus, what are you telling us? Very simple message. This life's coming to an end. We're going to be judged. Are you in or are you not in? Are you following the Lord or are you looking back to the past? That's the message. Jesus said it a lot better than I could. I've got some more thoughts I'm going to share with you after the break. Hang in there with us. It's 7:28. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. It was another night of protests nationwide against Donald Trump's election. But in Portland, Oregon, the protests turned to what police are calling a riot. As thousands of people marched, some smashed store windows, lit firecrackers, and started a dumpster fire. Some 4,000 protesters chanted, quote, "We reject the president-elect," end quote. Some in the crowd threw objects at police, and several people were arrested. These nationwide protests following the presidential election are prompting comments from Donald Trump supporters and even Trump himself. Those Trump supporters are saying that protesters are not respecting the democratic process. And Trump tweeted last night that professional protesters are being incited by the media. And Iraqi troops are firing at positions held by the Islamic State group in and around the northern city of Mosul as they clear neighborhoods once occupied by the extremists. At a church in the newly freed village of Bazani, priests rang bells for the first time in 2 years on Wednesday. Father El-Khoury, Al-Farhan El-Khoury, said, quote, "We are so happy at the liberation," end quote. But he said, "The damage done by Islamic State militants to his March Shumi church sends a message to the world." The priest said, "It's clear that their message is destruction. Their message is death." With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Ben Davis first arrived at West Point, he was greeted by silence. As the first black cadet of the 20th century, it was the same for 4 years. He roomed alone and no one among his fellow cadets befriended him. But as the Military Times reported, Davis wouldn't buckle. He graduated 35th in a class of 276, and he rose in the ranks. He kept rising, in fact, until he reached the rank of lieutenant general and earned a fourth star on his retirement. And in 2015, West Point named a building after him, a rare honor previously reserved for people named Eisenhower or MacArthur. The colonel who headed the naming committee said, "It's our chance to acknowledge one of our greatest graduates." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation. Jesus, there is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. is freedom from the chains that bind us. Jesus, Jesus. Who walks on the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion, he bled as the lamb, he carries my healing in his hands. Jesus. There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is
certainly is no one like Jesus. That's Chris Tomlin. The name of the song is Jesus. Don't you feel good when you listen to that? And you know what? He wants to be your friend. He wants to be your friend. Turn to him today. You're struggling with that? Now, I want to mention, by the way, this is Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio. We're with you every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Thanks for tuning in, listening to us. Let your friends know that we're here, the only Catholic local morning show in the area, morning radio show in the area. We're pleased to be here. We're finishing up our fifth week today, so it's kind of cool that we're here. Thanks for letting us start your day with you. Before I forget, I want to mention, and I'm sorry I haven't mentioned this up until now, my buddy Dave Parker, who's typically back in the studio while we're in Birmingham. Dave's on his way to have a medical procedure done today, another medical procedure. So after this, Dave, if you're listening, we're expecting you to be back in tip-top shape, back better than ever. We can't wait to see the new Dave. We love the old Dave, but the new Dave's going to be even more improved than the old Dave. Please keep Dave in your prayers. What a good guy, one of the nicest people I've ever met, and it's such a blessing to work with somebody like him. I get a lot of comments about Dave when I go around, even in my own family. People who listen to the show say, we really like this guy, Dave. You know why I like him? Because he's genuine. And he's a really sweet and caring person. He's fun, too. Really good guy. So, Davey, if you're listening, brother, we're praying for you. We hope to see you back with us soon. Right now, the time is 7:37. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I want to get the weather in before I forget. Current weather, according to the National Weather Service forecast for the Philadelphia International Airport, it's 48 degrees. Today, sunny with a high near 62. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. A little chilly tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 50. So it's looking to be a pretty decent weekend. It's going to be seasonable weather, which is okay. It is November. That's what we can expect. I'm chatting throughout this hour, just sharing some reflections with you about the show, with what I'm trying to do here. And again, I mentioned at the start of the show that I've got the complete creative control over this program. So if you like something, if you don't like something, I want you to let me know. And you could reach me at Gary at HolySpiritRadio.org. And I give that email address because, honestly, I really want to hear from you. I want you to tell me where you're listening from, how the show has changed you, and also what you like about it, what you don't like about it, so that if possible, and I say if possible, I can't guarantee I'm going to make these changes, but if possible, I can maybe tweak some things so that we can make this the best show possible for you. I want to help you to remember two things, and this is, if you want to know what the goal of this show is, two things. Number one, to remember that God loves you. Oh, Gary, we know that. You know what? Every time we worry, every time we get upset about something that happens to us, every time we feel lonely, we don't know it. I struggle with that too. We can't hear that enough. That is so powerful. He loves you. Therefore, what does that mean? It means something that happens in your life, even if it seems bad, it's an expression of His love. Somehow it can help you. Do you always have to understand what God's doing in your life? Absolutely not. But just as when I was a young child, my mom and dad, they took me to get my shots at the doctor's office. I didn't like it. Didn't really understand it. I wish they wouldn't have done it. But you know why they did it? They did it because they loved me. It's the same thing with God. He loves you. And He really does. You're going to hear that message a lot. It's a simple message, but it's the simple messages that sometimes are the ones that we don't understand. He loves you. He cares about you. He wants to be a part of your life. The other thing I want to really bring home on this show is that He wants to use you to make a difference in somebody else's life. We heard on the news, Anna Mitchell did the news for us at the halfway point of the show. We're hearing about these protests going on around the country to protest the election of Donald Trump as the president. You know what? We have the right to protest. Today's Veterans Day. Our veterans fought and suffered and died for us so that we could be a free country. I'm very grateful for that. And it's a great blessing to be able to live in a free country where we can protest. But here's the deal, and I'm going to give this to you straight. There comes a point in all of our lives when we got to stop complaining. And I'm not just talking about the protests. I want you to stick with me here because this is important. There comes a point where we've got to stop complaining and criticizing and do something, right, in our lives. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to protest. That's the expression of and every right. People have every right to express their opinion. That's great. But you know what? We complain about our priests. We complain about what they say. We complain about what they don't say. We complain about our deacons. We complain about our religious sisters. We complain about the church, what the Pope said. We complain about the people at work. We complain about the nastiness in the world. What am I doing about that? And that's the other point. This show is about reminding you that God loves you and reminding you that you love God back by loving those around you and by making a difference. That's why this show features the Christophers. It's such a simple message. We can make a difference. Now, so that's really the message I want to get to you. He loves you and He needs you to work to help spread the good news. You can make a difference in somebody's life. You never know what somebody's going through. Now, with that in mind, spiritinthemorning.com, I have an article linked there about Mr. Rogers. Many of us grew up watching Mr. Rogers. There's no doubt. This is, I talked about Brother Leo earlier in the show. This is a genuinely kind and loving man. He really cared about people. There's a story about a handicapped boy that he had on his show, and you really got to read this. Spiritinthemorning.com. I've got the link there. It's going to probably make you cry if you really. There's a story and a video. He had a handicapped boy on his show in the early 80s, and he was so kind to him. He asked him about his wheelchair. He said, "Well, that's a really cool machine you have there," and you could tell he just loved about him. He loved the boy. He loved everybody. He realized that We're all created in God's image and likeness, and we're called to love one another. So he treated him with such respect. They had a nice conversation. And then when Mr. Rogers was being inducted into the Television Hall of Fame, they surprised him by having this young man, I guess it was about 20 years later or so, come out. And wait till you see how Fred Rogers just jumped out of the audience and came up to him and embraced him and talked to him. He cared. And you know what? He made a difference in so many people's lives. That's what we're all called to do. We can all make a difference. You might not be called to be on TV. You might not be called to be on radio. That's fine. You're going to have those people around you today. People that need you, that need to know about God's love. Because guess what? It's a dark world out there. People don't know that God loves them. I've had this conversation with so many individuals here at this radio conference. People don't know that God loves them. People don't know that it's possible to have a friendship with the Lord. It really is. You need to be that light in the darkness. You're listening to this program. There are many people, including people who go to Mass on Sunday, who either don't know about this program or don't want to listen to Catholic radio. That's fine. It's not for everybody. And it's all in God's time. You know, people, we can be a little stubborn sometimes. It took me years before I started listening to Catholic radio. But the point is, you're listening. If I'm talking to you, you're hearing me. Obviously, you're listening, right? You can share God's love in some way with somebody today. It all starts with the smile. Amen? Right? And just keep that in mind. You can make a difference. He's counting on you to make a difference. Right now, the time's 7:44 on Spirit of the Morning. When we come back from the break, we're going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I just wanted to mention quickly that I read the gospel every day on the program, and I keep it pretty simple. But if you want to go more in depth with especially the Sunday Mass readings, and I think you might, I also do a podcast. Currently, it's weekly. I used to do it daily. I scaled it back. Not sure where I'm going with it. But if you go to my website, followingthetruth.com, the podcast will be loaded up somewhere around 1 p.m. today. I reflect and read the Sunday Mass readings. So if you want to go a little bit deeper and hear the Lord speak and really get prepared for Sunday Mass, check it out. Followingthetruth.com is my website. And also, if you want to bring me in as a speaker, I'd love to come to your parish to talk. I'd love to fire up your parishioners, talk about God's love, and bring this message. I love taking it to the street. I speak all over the country. I would love to speak more in the Delaware Valley, so I would just be honored to come to your parish. Check out my website, followingthetruth.com. You'll find all of my books there. You'll find my videos. A lot of information about what I do when I'm not doing this show. But right now, I'm here with you, and I am loving the opportunity to be here with you, to share the good news, to lift you up in the morning, to give you some music, to give you some inspirations. That sound good? And remember, let me know. Let me know what you think about the show, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. And let me know also if you have a restaurant, if you have a coffee shop, if you have a Catholic school, if you want us to broadcast the show live. We got the equipment. We're obviously broadcasting from Birmingham, Alabama. We could do it from your establishment or your school. Let me know. We would love to do it. We'll bring Dave, Frank, the whole gang. We got the equipment. We're all ready to go. You can give us coffee. You can feed us breakfast if you want, but you don't have to. We want to come and share the good news. Let me know. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. We've got some people who are already interested in having us. So if you want to have us come to your place of business or your school, we're up for it. We're always up for a good road trip here at Spirit in the Morning. So just let us know. And again, when we come back from the break, we're going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. So if you're feeling a little scared about today, chill out. We got it covered. 7:46 is your Spirit in the Morning wake up time. Grab another cup of coffee. We're just getting started.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind. Nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope.
Mandisa with Overcomer. By the way, Mandisa does our theme song, that Good Morning song that's also by Mandisa. That reminds us that we can overcome. With God, all things are possible. Can I get an amen out there across the Delaware Valley? Oh, I heard that all the way here in Birmingham. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I wanted to let you know about next week when I'm back in the studio in Philadelphia. We've got some great guests coming in on the show next week. On Monday, Mark Poletno, the president from the Malvern Retreat House, he's going to be on with us sharing what's coming up at Malvern. Man, they are doing some great things. Mark's a good friend, and he's relatively new to Malvern. He's got some great things planned. Tuesday, really cool show. We have Maria Vargo coming in. Now, Maria is the actress who is going, she has the lead in this play. It's around the area. It's going to be at the Shrine of Częstochowa on Wednesday, I believe it is. The play is Faustina. It's by Leonardo DeFilippis. We're going to have Leonardo on the phone with us. He's in Arizona on Tuesday. Maria will actually be in the studio. We're going to be promoting more, giving you more information about the show. She's going to be singing live in the studio. Wait till you hear this. This is going to be great. Then on Wednesday, anybody who is a fan of the Sunrise Morning Show, maybe a longtime fan of the Sunrise Morning Show, remembers Matt Swaim. Matt was the producer and the on-air personality. Well, he now works for Marcus Grodi's Coming Home Network. Matt is returning to morning radio, and we got him. He's coming on the show to do a segment. I can't wait to have him on the program. Matt's the guy who gave me my start in radio, so you can blame him. How's that? So Matt's going to come on the show Thursday. Lisa Hendy, the founder of CatholicMom.com, another really great person. She's calling in. We're calling her. She's on the West Coast, right? 4:30. She's waking up to be on the show because she wants to be a part of it, and she wants to share a great message with you. And then Friday, we'll round out the week with Kevin Lowry. Kevin's a good friend, and he wrote a book. His latest book is How God Dragged Me Kicking and Screaming into the Catholic Church. I mean, isn't that amazing? Sometimes we fight God all the time. So Kevin's going to join us by phone on Friday. We've got lots more planned, so please continue to stick with us on Spirit in the Morning and let your friends know that we're here. Also, follow us online at spiritinthemorning.com. Now, our Be Not Afraid Bible verse today comes from Daniel 6:27. Daniel chapter 6, verse 27, and we're going to have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. For he is the living God, enduring forever, whose kingdom shall not be destroyed, whose dominion shall be without end. I'll read that again, Daniel 6:27. For he is the living God, enduring forever, whose kingdom shall not be destroyed, whose dominion shall be without end. Okay, Gary, so what? How does that help me today? Well, here's how it helps you. You look around, you look in your life, you look in the world, and what happens? A lot of times, you could be overwhelmed thinking, uh-oh, this is it. Things are going to fall apart. The church is going to fall apart. My life is too messed up for even God to help. No, that's not true. Even though you feel it, it doesn't mean it's true. This is the truth. God's inspired word. This is God speaking, reminding us that he's not going anywhere. He's sticking around for all eternity, and he's in charge. His kingdom shall not be destroyed. You're going to hear it all the time. Oh, the church has to change with the times. The church is falling apart. The church is going away. You know what? The church isn't going anywhere. Jesus said the church is going to last until the end of time. Will people leave the church? Sure, people will leave the church. But we all, you know, we can be so stubborn at times. We've all had our moments where we say, I don't need this God business. I'm going to do things on my own. And that doesn't work. We come back. He's there waiting for us. God's not going anywhere. He's bigger than any problem that you may have in your life. Relax. And I think we need to hear this more, don't you? We need to hear this more because we all can become overwhelmed. Listen, I do this for a living. I speak about overcoming anxiety with the help of Jesus Christ almost on a daily basis. And there are times when I become overwhelmed. And then I catch myself and I say, wait a minute. I open my Bible, I read a verse like this, I pray, and I think, wait a minute, it's going to be okay. God's God. That song by Mandisa that we just played, you're an overcomer. You might be feeling down at the moment. You might feel defeated. You might not think there's an answer to your problem. But guess what? With God, all things are possible. And I wouldn't be telling you that if I didn't believe it. Believe it. and ask him to help you. Ask him to help you believe in him if you don't trust in him. That should be Not Afraid Bible verse. And again, we're going to have this linked along with the Mr. Rogers article, the picture of my brownie with the surprise topping. That's all going to be at spiritinthemorning.com. Remember also that I want to hear your comments about the show. Tell me where you're listening from. Tell me how the show is helping you. Tell me what you'd like to change. I want to hear all these things. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. That's my email address. That sound good? And I mean that. I really do want to hear from you. I will answer your email. So I'm not just saying that. I really do want to hear from you. Now, I was talking to my wife, Eileen, before I do the closing prayer, and we were talking yesterday about the show, and she said, you know, it might be good to talk about prayer a little bit. Talk about, well, how do you pray? Is there a right way? Is there a wrong way? If I'm not feeling anything, does that mean I'm doing something wrong? So I thought that's a really good idea. We're going to touch on that probably next week. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to be here for a while unless God has other plans. This is something we are going to address in the future. I want to keep this real. This relationship between you and God, it's real. And we have to keep it down to earth and we have to make it understandable. Prayer is very easy, very simple. You talk to God, he talks to you. Maybe not in a traditional way, but we'll cover that more. And thank you, sweetie, for mentioning that, because I definitely do want to talk about that on the show. All right, the concluding prayer. Now, let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O God, who are glorified in the Bishop St. Martin, both by his life and death, make new, we pray, the wonders of your grace in our hearts, that neither death nor life may separate us from your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. And all together we say amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, boy, I'll tell you what, it's been another week. It's such a pleasure to have been with you today. I'm getting ready to head to daily Mass. We have Mass here at the conference. You're going to be in my prayers, all right? And you let me know, even over the weekend, you let me know what I can do for you, what you think about the show. If you need extra prayers, send them my way, and I'm going to pray for you. Remember to keep Dave Parker in your prayers. We hope to have him back with us soon. My email address is Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. Also, remember that on Monday, we're going to hear about the great things happening at the Malvern Retreat House as Mark Poletino will join us, the president of the Malvern Retreat House. Great things coming up on the program next week and beyond. I'll keep you posted as we go forward. I had fun today. I hope you did as well. I hope you remember that wherever you go today, God loves you and that you can make a difference in somebody's life. Do it today. You don't know if you're going to have tomorrow. Do it today. Somebody needs you to smile at them, to say a kind word, to let them know that there's hope. We can't lose hope. Because why? Because there's always hope. If you start to lose hope, that's not realistic. The realistic, true picture is that with God, all, and I mean all things are possible. Not some things, not the easy things, but all things. One final shout out to our veterans out there. Thank you for your service. We're going to keep you in our prayers as well. Enjoy your weekend. Go Eagles. It's going to be an Eagles victory this week. Parker's not here, so I'm going to say it. Enjoy the weekend. God bless you. And God willing, we'll talk to you on Monday.